Okay, new business. Bill 7th Ward position. Couple of people I've gotten into contact with again. Some I haven't heard from. Some have said, well, if it's the last person that has to do it, I'll go ahead and do it, like Larry Sims. Ed Belinsky, I contacted him. He'd been interested in being on the board before. Is a president of the association in Colorado right now, and he said if by November 3rd he could find someone else to be president of the association, yeah, he would more than be happy to serve on the board. He is going to be moving to KNAB, selling his house, so he'd be available here. And that's a key thing in when I'm looking at this. I sent all of you the information concerning Dustin Hollis. I've spoken to him on a number of occasions. I think he would be an invaluable person on the board as well. He lives far away right now. He wants to build a house, sell his house where he's at now, and live in
Cedar.
And he could then come to the meeting. But maybe that's next spring, maybe next summer. So the only thing that would happen is teleconferencing. And I've already talked to Dustin before, and he kind of went, I'll understand. He says, I'd like to partake, but it would only be teleconferencing because it would be like a 9-hour drive here. And he said that would really make a terrible weekend. So he's still interested. Ed Belinsky is interested. I've contacted Ben Clarkson on two occasions. I haven't spoken to him.
I talked to him a couple of times, and he's thinking about it a little bit, but he serves on 3 or 4 other boards, and he was staging things to get off of those boards, and the person that was going to replace him lives in Page and is over in charge of all the concessions on Lake Powell. He just got offered a job in Alaska with another resort company, or the same company that has the concession there, and if he takes that job and goes to Alaska, obviously he can't take over Ben's presidency at the travel council or whatever the heck it is.
And that's something that he'd find out soon?
Soon. The other issue is Ben and Tiffany are expecting another baby, and Ben got in deep water last time when they had a baby, and he was doing too many civic duties and church duties and ranch duties. And that's what I told him. So he kind of was saying, I just don't... He says, I'll talk to Tiffany again and see what she thinks, but... He told me to go talk to Tiffany.
And how persuasive are you?
I just started saying,
brothers of course.
Why is everybody telling me to go talk to everybody else on everything else?
Solar brothers of course.
Good job, right?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to go talk to Tiffany, but I don't. I don't know.
No. Is that how you got a job, coming out here with the letter from Mark?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pleasant. And then these guys all hide that. We'll be over here hiding, and you go see how it goes.
Can you think of anyone else in the KNAB area that might be willing to be a member?
KNAB area members.
Linda Alderman.
Burke Beasley.
How about Fred?
Searle?
He
said next year.
Next year.
Elise Johnson, next year.
Joseph Wood.
Very nice to close the number.
What's going on?
No. So my question is, is this a position that has to be filled immediately? Do we have a time frame here?
No.
Well, I think if there's a, I prefer the board to take time rather than just jump in myself.
We got some good possibilities, but we need to wait on some.
Sounds like they all need to have a few minutes to make a few decisions.
That's what has been happening.
Yeah.
Well, and that's part of the reason and the logic behind going even with a 7-man board versus a 5-man board. You could operate a 5-man board minus one even at four and still
have quorum.
Do business. It gets a little harder, but with seven, it's not imperative that we have somebody right now.
Right. I think it's really important we find a person that's going to be able to
have the time to do
it. Well, yeah, and teleconferencing is great, but it's not like being getting together.
Yeah, it's person.
Yeah, and
not for every meeting, you know, if it's just, you know, now and then.
Yeah, now and then, that's a great thing, but every meeting teleconference, you forget what the people even look like, you know?
Well, it's not even that. I mean, we're having the meeting in cabin 7, because
right.
We can't have it in the morning, we were busy, but teleconferencing isn't going to happen right here, either,
right.
So where we choose to have the meeting can make a difference whether or not we can actually do the teleconferencing.
Well, the rest is pretty tough.
Mm-hmm. So can we look at it and continue to talk to the individuals, or
yes.
If there's another individual that they feel they, number one, could have the time, number two, be present at the meeting.
The other thing is we may, how soon do we expect to send out a newsletter?
We have to send one out at the end of September when I send out the statement.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't. I'll just send out the statement, but it's nice to send something along with it.
Because you're doing a mailing anyway.
I didn't know when we plan to do a newsletter or a briefing. Or I'm sure there are other members that possibly would consider serving. See, we kind of cut everybody off saying, time for nominations is over, sorry, we're going to appoint the position anyway. And so I'm sure there are people that said, oh, okay, well, whatever.
Well, I don't know that there are that many.
Well,
that's why if they wanted to, they had that opportunity.
On the election and the ballot thing, you do have to have a cutoff.
I think each of you took your member list and just took a few minutes and went down the name.
Interested.
And, you know, in your own mind, oh, this person could probably be good, or this person, no.
I discussed a couple of issues with her about Ms. Ranchick here, and that we needed somebody to come here and be manager. And she had a lot of good ideas. She's getting on that.
But everybody's circumstances out there changes daily, weekly, monthly.
Right.
There may be somebody who's up for retirement and is wanting to. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what Larry Murphy's situation is. He ran for the board 2 years ago.
And then after that, he bailed out.
And then
he's extremely busy.
He's real busy with jobs, but I don't know.
But he says he wants to retire, too. He'd like to turn the business over to somebody else. He's tired.
Well, Bill Brockman wanted to do it initially and then decided that he didn't have the time right now. So this is exactly what's happened.
And distance, mile distance.
And Phil Hall had wanted to be on the board again. And he says, you know what? With what I'm doing, I can't do it. So, I mean,
maybe 2 years down the road.
It's not just the interest, it's the timing. Well, if everyone could think of someone else they could contact, someone that you think might be interested. We are a 7-person board.
Is it okay for the ranch manager to be on the board?
You know, that's been said before. They think it's a conflict of interest. What? Look at him looking.
How long are you calling up?
The branch reneged on.
Yeah, this is... Disneyland has a new
one. I know his seat with that.
I know what you did.
Yeah. I was very clear about that.
I'm not smart enough.
No, you are too smart.
Smarter than most all of us.
Anyway, can we give it some time? Contact somebody that you know that might also be interested. Spend the time on doing it, and still work with your brother. Yeah. Okay. I don't think we have anybody specifically now to fill that position.
He was stewing it over pretty hard. So.
Well, I wrote him a nice.
We want
letter.
You to know that all of us that have mentioned him here have truly respected him when he was board president. Okay, for his knowledge and his ability. And the faithfulness that he followed through with that job. So anyhow, I mean, if you could just convey that.
He said the other day when I was talking to him, he said, you know, because I know I don't know if you were offended or upset when you sent back the letter about, hey, we're not dummies, we're trying to learn. In response to Barbara's letter, she wasn't meaning anything negative about any of you individually. She was mainly pointing out that, hey, she'd worked with Ben back and forth, and that was the thing. She said, yeah, me and Barbara, we've had some good disagreements and good agreements, and we've worked through some pretty good things.
Yeah, but we worked together. That's what I was talking about when I was referring to him, not you guys. I wasn't referring to you guys. I was referring to him and all his knowledge and all his...
Right.
And,
not just on Deer Spring. They've worked together on multiple projects in town and things, and I thought he said that again.
The reason that Ben got so much respect from the membership was the way he handled problems and his clear thinking and his ability to follow through. He's just really
an excellent resource.
He's just a real good resource. Not to say that you guys aren't. I'm just saying he's such a good asset to have on the board. You know, he'd just be such a help.
Yeah.
But I understand that his wife takes precedence over his ranch any day. And Tiffy's problem, I don't blame her at all.
Is that the way we're supposed to operate? She what? Where do I sign
her?
My wife's typed it up multiple times for me.
I know,
for Deborah.
Yeah.
The other business on here, I kind of lumped it together and put it on a paper that says a direction for the board of directors, thinking that this year, I was hoping that we could start off in something that was going to be on a positive note, that we understand where we're starting and where we want to go. And for that reason, for instance, we need to have as a board what our mission statement is. And these things that I've written down here kind of complement what new business is here, but it's also something I want someone to think about, all of you to think about. How we're going to get there. This one, called a direction for the board of directors. I think we should find a time, if it's not just official business that we're working on as we're doing tonight, but put together a mission statement. How do we feel as a board? If at this point we're a six-person board, we don't have the seven, but how do we feel? What will our mission statement be? I don't believe that there's a mission statement also for the ranch itself. And that's something that has been lacking. And as you know, last year what we tried to do was put together all these ideas as to what can be used later in, you know, job descriptions and contracts and these kinds of things. Policies for the gravel pit. These are things we're getting big enough that these little things that keep cropping up. So, okay, how do we as a board have a mission statement? The next thing I thought was important is you can't have direction if you don't know where you're going. What would our goals be? You know, we're sitting here going, well, maybe we should do cabin 10 or this or that. Well, how much money does it cost? And, well, how do we get there? How do we budget it? So these things, I think, are important for us to look at, taking into consideration what we've gone through this last year. And even though you weren't on the board, you know what we've gone through this last year. I think it's really important. And in that same context, this year it was like, in October 15th last year, it was like, Candy, you're president. It was like, whoa, that was not my intent. So therefore, it became mine, and I didn't feel as though there were some things that were particularly addressed as to who did what. And whether it be, well, are you doing this? Are you doing this? Well, I thought you were doing this. Well, then it's done twice. And I don't like that. That's not how I work. I need to know who's doing what. And that's kind of like what this is doing here. And I'm sorry, I'm a person that if you have a job to do, you're the kind of people I know on the board, you do it. And it's indicative of today and how we got together. The agenda. We know that there's certain things that need to be done, and this time I kept thinking, how am I going to do the agenda with everything that's going on in my life? And Barbara stepped up to the plate and just went, wow, we need to get this done. I know, Bob, and then I saw it, and I said, you know, add these things, this is good and good. Okay, if I can say consecutively, Bob's going to do it. He's the secretary. And then at the same point, have an agenda, and if we can say, and I'm sorry, I do like time frames. If a week before the meeting or 2 weeks, whatever we decide, have it on the website. These minutes should be on the website, even though they have not been approved. They should be non-approved, non-official at this point until we approve them. And at that point, we look at it again. People want to have communication. They want to know what's going on. If we can say this is what needs to be, this is how it's done.
Especially
who's
important
doing
since
it?
We're so remote from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Really important. That
who is doing it? And I'm just going to run through these, and then, you know, after we kind of look at them, what is it you want to do? Where do you want to be with this? What are your suggestions? Update the website. You guys know that a lot of people go see that website, and you need to all have your pictures taken. You have to have a short bio put on there. When I went in there, we were having some problems with the website. I don't remember exactly what it was, but there was a problem. And I had gone through it, and it still had Phil Hall as secretary. And then last year, it was Larry Walters. And I don't think it was still changed. I don't think that's Melinda's job to do. That's our job to review it and make sure everything is updated.
Yeah,
and if there's old stuff on there, that's got to be taken out of there. I mean, I don't think things, in the length of time that they have been there, they don't need to be on there. And how do we prioritize? What do we ask Melinda to do? The newsletter. Now, Nancy said she'd be willing to do the newsletter because she can't be here all the time. Okay, I'm going to add to that. Vance Green said, I am willing to come forward and help her with it to put the same format that Larry used. And that was a nice one. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But she's going to need some pictures. She'll coordinate it, but that means not me writing the newsletter. That doesn't mean Nancy writing the newsletter.
You mean all of us.
All of us.
Yeah.
Taking a section. And that comes up with the committees and what we're doing. And Brent having input into it. I think it's important.
I want one from Colin.
Oh, boy.
Brent's Colin.
He will be. He's a ranch manager. But the thing is, Brent had made a suggestion a couple of meetings before. He said, well, why don't we invite members just to write something? You know, if you want to say your experience at the ranch, if you want to say something is going on, I think that should be part of it. But how do we want to put that newsletter together? And he says, well, when are we going to do it? I said, I think, well, on the agenda today, I think a newsletter should be going out. This is our first meeting. I think some things that we've gone over, mm-hmm. if we find out some of our goals, our mission, this should be told to them what we're thinking of doing. Yes, they can watch what we're doing, but what are we doing? What is our plan? How can they help us if we don't know what we want to do? So I think a newsletter within the next month is very important.
But is Nancy the one that's doing the newsletter?
She's going to be compiling everything.
Okay, well, she's more or less the editor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then she should be calling in the individual people for stories. She's got to be putting it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's something that she should be doing.
And I want her to do it. But I'm saying that there are other things.
But when she calls, you've got to do your...
Exactly. When she calls the people up,
step up to
the bike. Hey, I want a story from you, or what do you have to contribute? They have to give it right then and there, whether it be a member or a board person.
But as we sit here at a meeting, you know, I've heard a lot of people tonight going, well, I think you should include this in the newsletter. I think you should include this. She should be aware of those things and be able to put something in that newsletter.
Well, whoever said it tonight should email Nancy with that.
Well, and coordinate it. But I think
but we should do that Monday, Tuesday. We mm-hmm. was fresh in our minds.
Mm-hmm. What have we done in the past 2 or 3 newsletters a year?
No.
Shouldn't we do it?
Oh, years ago, if I remember correctly, there was one Just about every other month.
They're expensive.
You're talking $80, $90 just for stamps, let alone the printing.
In fact, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Diana doing that?
Diana was putting a column in. I don't know that she was actually writing the whole thing.
I just wonder if we should establish a quarterly.
So basically, we have to send out the budget, a copy of the budget at the end of the year anyway, and you have to send out the statement. So we were always sending out a newsletter with it in December-ish, you know?
So we should have what?
Quarterly.
Yeah, that would be four.
But at the annual meeting, because you have to have something for the annual meeting. You have to have something for after, as the new board is coming on. You always have to have one for, I think you should have it for the budget and the assessment
dues. Well, say the end of September, that's after the annual meeting. End of December, that's the one at the end of the year.
I don't think quarterly is enough.
And then one
you want to create
when you got to notify
the enthusiasm them. With the membership, well, with the members.
Encouraging the internet usage.
Yeah.
I mean, almost most people got access, and if they don't, then they, you know.
Melinda's been trying to send out little updates. I've been trying to have her like on the flood, and she's asleep.
Oh, I got one of those. Yeah. The pictures from Valfran.
I'm just to keep people aware of what's going on, and you know, just to help.
Well, maybe we should.
What I was getting at is if we either start a quarterly thing or more on the internet and sending out reminders through email that hey, check this out, or here's a little blurb. If something was in there that said, we would like your stories and pictures, or please submit a story and picture, your experience at the ranch.
Yes.
Remember, Larry Walt has asked for that two or three times in a row, and he never got one single.
You know, at Metro, we have a newsletter every month, and it's put right through the computer.
But there,
we print it out of the computer. It's a letterhead and everything. It's a newsletter.
And ours is on the internet, but a lot of people do not have computer access and will not do it. Joseph Woods.
Everybody has computer access. Everybody.
One of the things that Phil Hall did for a while that worked was the fact that he sent out an announcement that there was a newsletter on his
clock.
Okay. Because he had all these people on his list, you know.
Well, Melinda does too. That's how you got that thing about Val Brown.
She's probably
100 different email addresses.
Okay.
It goes to everybody. And you know how many replies I get back from that every time? Probably 20 or 30.
Okay.
Thank you for sending that. I really appreciate it. Wish we could come to the
ranch.
Sure, good. You know, every time she sends one of those out, we get.
That's the only one I can remember seeing in the last year. That's
what I thought. No, you saw one about the flood. I sent out one of the renovation cabinets. I sent out one about the roads and everything. That whole project. He's still asleep again. I told you.
I
said that went out to everybody. You know.
Maybe I've missed these because I've been traveling. I don't know.
No, I think sometimes you think that you're the only one that gets them.
Maybe.
Your emails from Kanab Vance?
Bounce.
You were right.
Oh, was I?
It was my end. Yours and Candy.
I thought I sent those to you.
I called my email company up and they looked into it and they said, well, you're not getting it because Barbara Mutton and Candy Bose are on your locked list.
Uh-huh.
So they unlocked it.
Okay. Board meeting places. Last year I looked at Larry. I said, Larry, could you be in charge of this? Find a place for us every month where we're meeting. And pretty much it was pretty good. Sometimes it was a problem.
Yeah.
But I need to have someone step up to the plate and say, okay, fine, wherever it is, whatever we do, we need to have someone coordinate that. Where are we going to have it?
I know some nice places in Lighton.
Yeah.
What about that place that we had it in Mesquite?
Your brother and
brother's office. Could we work something out with them?
Mm-hmm. At least one meeting there. That was a nice place to meet.
I mean, it's a halfway.
For everybody, yeah.
For everybody.
Yeah, well, we need to have someone coordinate.
that's about 110% for me.
John?
No, I'm trying to think of contact here, right?
Okay, well, these are things, the direction I want us to take. If someone says, yeah, let's do it this way, or let's think about it. Cabin maintenance, we kind of talked about that. That's really going to be important for coordination. Then that kind of goes to those other two papers that I gave you. This committee chairman stuff and board representatives, this was for 2006. We have to look at this for 2006-07.
Let's spell my wife's name right.
Didn't they?
No.
Okay.
Deb. But call my wife Deb. She's looked at me. Who are you calling?
I don't even know. I can't say.
They put it. D-E-B.
Okay.
D-E-E. D.
That's a computer slip here. The first thing about committees, oh, yeah, be in a committee. Well, what'd your committee do? Nothing. Well, what are you supposed to do? I don't know. I think we need to have committee overview. What is it that you mean by each of these committees? If you want someone involved, what are they supposed to do? We have to have, it says, a board rep and a chairman. We went over this in depth last year in December. We need to look at this. And like I say, I know Barb Dodd says, well, you guys didn't do anything, so I don't want this. Well, we need to have somebody oversee these committees. Besides, if you are in charge of a committee. Now, the annual meeting in the past had always been, who is in charge of each committee? That person actually gave a report of that committee. I mean, I can remember sitting up in the library seeing this. It doesn't happen because it didn't happen. It didn't happen because the people weren't involved overall. They didn't know what it was supposed to be. So we need an overview. We need a review. We need assignments. Who's doing what? And we kind of talk, some of this problem of these things not being done is because the committees weren't here. And these people, many of them are willing to do it. But I would like all of you to kind of look over it. What do we need to do? Who wants to take what? And the last three things on here, hiring of ranch caretakers. What kind of ads? Where are we going to go? Who's going to interview them? What's the process going to be? How are we going to do it?
I think that they should be interviewed by the board.
They should be. You know, when we used to do interns at the VA, when we start getting
a hiring board.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, when we start getting applicants that come through, we'd have everybody review the written application, okay? And then one person would call them for a personal interview. That took it down, and you from that one interview, you could screen a lot of these things out.
That's what we did last year.
Okay, and then when the people that passed the screening, then we would set up appointments for the whole board to review, or to interview with them. But there'd be one telephone interview, there would be a screening interview done before anyone was called in,
mm-hmm.
Where one person talked to them, and then we all have to cover the same points when we do the telephone interview. This has to be covered in that telephone interview so that nobody's wasted their time to come down for a regular interview. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure that they meet all the things that we think are the criteria that are going to be important. And we've got to continue this until we find people that meet all the requirements. So first of all, we've got to set up what are the requirements we're going to want on this so all of us know exactly what we're looking for. And then we can write the ad for it based on that problem.
When can all of us get together to meet with these people? Like I say, once a month isn't enough.
No.
It can't be enough.
Well, we have to have a bunch of people to talk to before we even do that.
Before we do that, we've got to know what we're looking for. We got to make a determination on what...
Before we run an ad, we need to know what are we asking them for.
What are we going to do? And then we run the ad, and then we start interviewing people that respond to that ad. But we got to know exactly what we want for a ranch manager here, and or a caretaker, or a combination, or whatever.
And it goes right back to the other part, too, how much are you willing to pay?
How much are we willing to pay?
It goes right back to that one, too.
But we need to make the first decision on what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got to figure out, according to what they're doing. I mean, if somebody's doing more of the management work, then as part of their caretaking activities, they should be paying more for that, and the manager would be paid less because they're doing less.
And you notice I put this down, hiring of ranch caretakers.
Right.
Then I put hiring of ranch manager.
Yeah, and I think we really need to have two people. One person has to be able to oversee. And so that second person wouldn't necessarily have to live here at the ranch, but they'd have to live close. So that's the person we might have to actually look for, somebody in the immediate area to do that.
And then
I think also into consideration, we should think of a family rather than a couple. A family is more stability.
Yeah, if we can find one, that would be good. All the families that came up, we couldn't afford last time.
A couple can pick up and leave any time. A person with a family is going to think twice.
They should be given preference for sure.
What do they do for school here?
Homeschool?
No, school.
Either homeschooling or...
Or now the bus...
Where? Okay. Oh, my God. Well, really
yep.
How far are we from Canada?
40 miles.
40 miles?
45 minutes. Yeah, that's not that big a deal.
I don't know. You left
in
the dark, you got home
in the dark. The school bus, how close does the school bus come?
At the time I was here,
to the ranch house?
The ranch house. It probably will not do that now because at the time I was here, the Massengale twins were here, and there were other people here, so there was more than just one child here. But now...
I still think they have to provide.
I think that we might have to drive down to Robinson or something. But it's still not that far.
Yeah, but one time, the point is that now the Robinson's ranch.
Uh-huh. I think that's what Beck said.
The Beck said it was Robinson's ranch, and the bus came to there, which is roughly 6 miles down the road.
I was fortunate when we were up here because Tom Massengale, they had a Suburban, they furnished him, and he took his boy and my son and picked up the Robinson kids and a couple others. And
thanks, Luther.
I did.
This was
when
I volunteered for the job.
In Utah, are there any big ranches?
Oh yes.
Where maybe we can talk to.
Gail has some ideas from big ranches.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking while we were talking here. A ranch hand that wanted to get into management.
We've had cars any crazy way ever, man. I'm sorry, guys. Maybe not Brent, but,
go back to sleep. She paid you a compliment.
A person, a ranch hand that worked at a big ranch that would like to get into bigger things. Ranch manager.
This is not a ranch. It really is not what you call a ranch.
It may not be a working ranch, but it's a ranch.
Most ranch hands, they deal with cattle,
horses
and stuff.
Fences.
Here, they're mainly dealing with
people.
Yeah. People.
Some big
but if you got, but what she's saying, a Hispanic couple could handle the general maintenance and stuff, as long as you got some, you know, other people here to help with the people part.
You need a host or a hostess that speaks Spanish. You need a wife that cleans the cabins and a guy that does the horses and the maintenance. Mm-hmm. And a couple of kids that speak English alone.
The regular ranch
people,
regular old cowboy, this is not for him. This is not a regular cowboy.
No. But see,
that was the problem with the first ranch family because they wanted to move into a ranch.
That was no.
So what we tried to do this year, because of the level of expectation was very great. We knew it. We tried to have another couple come in, like to call an RV host, and just be seasonal and come in and assist the ranch managers, the caretakers. And we tried that. That became difficult because what? Well,
they didn't have an RV to stay in first.
They didn't have an RV. And then it was our responsibility to find a place for them to stay. And then I guess it got to the point where, you know, who's boss and this and that. Other people had said, well, we'd have been interested if we'd known 6 months ago. So these people who are snowbirds go to various places, mm-hmm. but they want to know where they're going 6 months to a year before. And it was a new concept of ours last year.
We're still not set up
for
an RV anyway.
No.
There's no place to really park
them
here, yeah.
No. So, like I say, and then the bottom one says hiring of a bookkeeper, rancher reservations. At one time, Barbara had said that she would no longer do it after December. And that's basically what happened last year. 2 days after the meeting in December, she said she'd resigned, and it was like, whoa, now where do we go? What do we have? So
reconsidered.
It's only been about a year.
Have you reconsidered?
Oh, have I reconsidered? For?
Resigning.
For ranch manager and bookkeeper, ranch reservations, if the salary is something, because I heard you say it earlier, that was the basic thing, the amount of time that you had to put into it.
Part of the problem I see with all of our wishes and dreams of bringing a Mexican couple and a retired couple and a working family, none of them have a clue about the ranch, and in all reality, most of us don't have a clue about it. If it was turned over today to me to run the ranch would be in trouble. If it was turned over to you to run the ranch, it'd be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
If it was turned over to Brent all alone, it'd be in trouble.
It's the contacts, though, for years as to who you contact to do the fish.
That's what I was saying.
To do the hay, to have the water treatments quarterly, to send it into Cedar City, and this and that. I mean, there's stuff you don't even know about.
Enough money to attract a quality personnel, you're still, maybe you're getting a quality person, but there's no history or brain there to run it. That's why I was saying and talking with Barbara about what can we do to trick her into...
That may be the only way.
Yeah, sleep.
But no, really. It's something that we have to talk about.
Well, okay, I understand what you're saying, and I 100% agree with what Larry's saying. And I know that John was offended when I said that, but I didn't learn this in 2 years or 3 years. I've been doing this for 6+ years, you know what I'm saying? And I have learned it, not only that, but I lived in Kanab, so I sort of already knew the people in the area and who drove a truck and who did this and who did that, you know, and that's helped a lot of situations. But it is very difficult for Taylor and I, for 6 years, to basically pay to work here. And I understand the situation of the money. You know, there isn't the money here. And it's not really so much that it's not that I want to make a bunch of money. I'm just not in the mood for putting up with the BS to be right with you. And then I'm paying to do it besides. You know what I'm saying? And so I guess that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. You know, John, to answer your point blank, it's very difficult. I mean, I know that I have a lot of friends, and I really miss these people a lot. But, you know, it only takes about 3 times of somebody calling you a B-I-T-C-H because you won't change the reservation or this or that, or you're trying to stick to the rules, until you're saying, heck with you, lady, I don't need this. I really don't need this. I get paid $600 a month to run up and down the road here, to deal with this phone 24/7, and to pay all these bills and to do this stuff. And $600 is my gross. I pay my own taxes. I don't get any kind of compensation. You know, you don't pay any employer taxes on me. I pay 100% of my employer taxes. It's $600 salary. No, it's $600 1099. So I'm paying 35% right off the top in taxes.
Plus, we furnish the computer.
We furnish the computer, the phones, the fax,
the paper, the ink, everything.
You know, I furnish everything. So by the time that's all done and said, I'm paying to work here. And I'm not just paying $100 a month to work here. We figured it out. I paid probably about $10,000 this past year, to work here. But the time that we spent in our vehicle, the time I ruined my Jeep, the times I have used, you know, I mean, his truck, his tractor, you know. I mean, I like to donate, but it gets frustrating after a while. And then it's doubly frustrating when you have the crowd that we had up here this year, you know, and the trouble that we had.
And last year.
What?
You know, the problems, the dishonesty perfect problems this year, and the viciousness last year, you know, of the attacking people behind, not only me, but everybody, you know, it was just a big mess. And that was hard. And you get tired of it, and you know, if all that would go away, you could deal with it a lot better. But it's really, really difficult. And so, after a while, I just went...
Yeah, but that's what we want to try to avoid this year. I was talking that with Candy a couple of weeks ago. I want this board, my wish is that this board were different this year than any other board. Everybody synchronizing like we're doing tonight here. We've all had an input, everybody in this room.
And I am encouraged by that greatly. I mean, I honestly believe that you guys are doers. It shows by coming up here and doing and helping out when things were going really badly and Candy was stressed and I was stressed and you guys said, okay, I understand, and y'all pitched in and helped, and that's extremely good and it's extremely encouraging to me as a person if I was in a position. But on the other hand, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, maybe I would, I don't know, I don't really want to commit to it because I made up my mind, I'm not going to commit to it again. I keep thinking every year it's going to be better, it's going to be better, it's going to be okay, we're going to get somebody good up here, and then the on-the-ground stuff will be covered, and all I have to do is be the brains behind it to try to keep it in line, and I know what needs to be done, and all I have to worry about is making sure that they remember to order the hay, and that they remember to get the fish, and that they remember to do the water samples, and they remember to do this, and they know who to call for this, and all I have to do is to remind them, you know, and to keep it going. But they'll actually have the cabins clean, and they'll actually stock the store, and they'll actually turn in the money, you know, and they'll actually follow the horse rules, you know. And
yeah, but that's what this year everybody in this board has made a commitment that we're all going to be involved. It's not going to be, I plan on being 100% involved. I'm sure Bob is feeling that way, Ken is feeling that way, Larry is naturally that way.
Well,
okay. Well, he's been here for many years. He's been here from the beginning more than us. When I refer that,
Larry's been a real good sounding board for Barbara.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think we have all that in mind, or am I just saying it?
No, you've not just
well,
saying.
I mean,
no,
you know, no, I want this board to be involved with Candy.
Frankly, I don't
like
think
no
we can do it without
here.
Your help, Barbara.
Okay.
That's the only... That's,
how about
that's
we don't
fear.
Make a decision tonight?
Okay.
How about everybody go home, figure out this budget, figure out how we're going to do this, figure out how you're going to commit to these things that can be listed out here. I think it's what your idea is perfect. She cannot do this by herself. She has to
no.
have somebody...
Nobody can do it by themselves. Nobody can do it by themselves.
Do her a newsletter to do her minutes and her agenda so that she can be the head that directs... you guys, like I would be the head that would be helping on the ground here. And then her and I can work together, but I don't want to do her part, and she doesn't want to do my job, but she can't do the whole thing by herself, and I can't do the whole
no,
thing.
No, we can't.
You know?
Nobody can do it by themselves.
But what she's saying, it is called burnout. It was, John, it was burnout last year, and she's been doing it for more years than I have. And it's just like, I can't.
That's why we ended up coming here Wednesday instead of Monday.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is going through a burnout session.
Mm-hmm.
It's running 13 nurses, and they're all going in 13 different directions, and nobody can do nothing, and she's got to do everything. She's burnt out. And then I come up here since Wednesday, and I'm involved with the ranch, and I've left her in the house every day by herself. So she's had a horrible vacation, too. But that's my commitment to the ranch.
And I really sincerely appreciate you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and all the rest of the backup people that have come up here to help out this weekend. I mean, look at, I feel pretty good. I hope that that's...
Well, I don't think it's going to be just this weekend.
Feel pretty good at the things that we have accomplished.
We wore him out.
We tried to make him...
He's getting dressed up so he can let it go on the four-wheeler.
Because that's the thing. There's no way on this earth I could do it without him. So I think that he should be on the way, on the docket, you know, somewhere. Put him on the board.
What are you doing here?
This is Bill.
I think we did while he was asleep.
This is all yours.
No. I'm just waiting for everybody to get one.
Okay.
Now, the other note on here for the direction of the board was tab of maintenance coordination, what we might want to do for long-term goals. This one that says 7-year plan, Deer Springs Ranch outline. This came from Larry Sims. Now, this is what's happening to me at this board in this year. People are saying, you know what? I'm getting involved. I can't be on the board, but there's things that I'd like to do. He was talking about different ways that he said, if I'm not on the board, I can be in charge of the cabin maintenance. And you know what? I don't know, except for Larry, I'm not a contractor. I don't know how to do that. But the thing is, he said he would take that under his belt and be in charge of something like that after October, because he's building his own cabin. He said he'd like to do something like that, very much so. He had suggestions. He had ideas. He was talking about mini storage units. And that kind of got people talking about, well, maybe buying the ranch, buying some, what are those things?
Storage containers.
Cargo boxes.
Storage containers. Is that four of them? Was it four?
Yeah, four commitments.
And if we did that, then with the ranch could make some money. It's an investment, something we have, you know, what could we do? These are some ideas he was having about cabin two and four. Years. He says, you know what, these are just some ideas. But I'd be right there with you. I'd help you with it. And I went, wow, that's a good idea. I want you to look at it. What do you think? You agree? You don't? How can we change it a little bit, tweak it? Now, the next one is the following our suggestions I would like to present to the board for consideration. These are from Dustin Hollis. And you know what? He had some really good ideas here. Identification of member vehicles. You know, we got people on the ranch all the time. Who are they? He kind of said, we could do this. How about trying this with special issuing of window stickers or whatever. He talks about refurbishing cabins. He talks about this lodge, dining hall. And at first, well, right after he bought his lot, I think he sent something out to the members. And I went, what do you mean? You want to turn this over and commercialize it? And he went, you know what? I miss not meeting people. He said, that's what I mean. I wish we had some place, even if we did something with a barn down there. And you know what? I kept thinking to myself, that sounds like John Martin. That sounds like you. Could we have a movie night? Could we have a dance?
That'd be great. Yeah.
Could we have? But what? How could we do it? Well, he went so far as to say, you know what? I know these people at another place. Where you could get it like $30 a square foot and do da 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 da.
The roof for it.
Well, I know we do. But see, he's coming up with some ideas. And I've heard many of you say the same thing. How can we do it? If he said, I can't be on the board because I'm too far away, you know what? Could I become involved anyway? And then his other thing, he talks about a membership form. He says, my biggest thing isn't communication. He said, you know what? And he is in the computers. That's his business. He says, you know what? Let's set up a communication where we can talk to people. He was talking about, I don't have the glasses on right now. He was talking about doing a website where we can actually talk back and forth all the time. He says, I know Deer Springs Ranch website is nice.
Well, why don't we add it to, well, we could add it to the website.
Well, but he said, maybe we could do that. I said, would you take over that? I mean, that's all I have to do is, would you do that? That sounds great. And he says, I'd be interested.
A blog?
Yeah, a blog.
Mm-hmm. MyDeerSprings.com.
You can do it, .org.
But do you understand? These are just two ideas.
Yeah.
And I went, whoa, yeah, I like that. Let's talk. We've been talking to other people. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? They're willing to participate.
How would you feel about an arts program?
Such as? Yeah,
that's a good idea. Well, I'm a certified Arizona art teacher. I've got all sorts of ceramic equipment and potter's wheels and so forth. We have a building where somebody could set that up. I have two clay mines, too. One in Arizona and one in Michigan.
You see, we have a recreation committee here. We have another man, oh my gosh, his name just lost me. You know who they are. Sunshine and...
John Harris.
He said, you know what? He forges knives. He says, man, I wish that some of these buildings down here, we could do something and I could show the kids how to do it.
Well, there's an old to begin with.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
But
see, those are the things that would interest, okay, whoa.
You can have all the money, I don't want anything.
How do we bring people to the ranch? How do we get them excited about what's happening? Communication first, and then offer them something. What is going on? And then have the cabins to a point that they can see. That's the key. We have to show them that we are working towards something.
Well, you have a wonderful venue here for all sorts of workshops. You know, you have housing for everybody, which is great. Extra rent money for people.
I mean, BYU, Bug people all come out. They have a common unity. Why don't we? What's our mission statement? What
I think our mission statement ought to be send your money, but don't come yourself.
Is it late or what?
Hey, 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 hey,
possible board member.
I want to see Brad dance at the movie night.
I think we probably just got $60. What do we have to do?
Yeah, very soon as possible, Brenda.
Yeah, that's what we were, like my wife was talking about. All of us getting together, fixing that bond to a point. Really fixing it up as a recreation place, having square dancing, having the person has a party, sweet 16.
Poetry. Okay, you guys are all aware that Dave Shirley donated 24 by 48 foot roof. Three, I can't remember the size, exact size, Brent, can you? Three other sizes that were like for enough for two picnic tables to go under, and then one more that would be enough for my bathroom up to make a rather pond. But anyway, he donated the medals for those. They're all down there in the field right now.
Okay.
And so, like, there's something we need to put up. We have to buy a wall there, you know, the supports and stuff. But, you know, it's the spot.
Larry,
Larry was bidding this week on a storage shed that we could have put up for very little, which we could have been using.
I talked about it last week, and I was sitting on it and lost it yesterday.
I just think that
we might find some things like this. We'll work for it, you know.
Okay, that's what we need to do. I hope we're at a point now. Start thinking about what you saw today at the cabin. What you see down here. What do we need to do? What do you want? Where do you want to go? How are we going to do it? And if interest is the first thing, then the next thing is put it in action. How are we going to do it? Who's going to step up to the plate to do what? How are we going to get it done as a board, not as just specific people? Because I think that all of us can do it together. We're not going to be able to do it individually. It cannot happen. And with that, and I know it's late,